Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, he's the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. He'll be talking to us this afternoon about next generation vaccines.
Good afternoon, Simon, and good afternoon to the listeners. You know, this whole week we've been discussing the various coronavirus vaccines, and we looked at the various vaccine choices, what the advantages and disadvantages of some of the various vaccines, and these are what we call the first generation of vaccines. They were developed amazingly quickly in response to really to the public health crisis. Some of them were developed in less than a year, in fact, which normally to take between 5 and 20 years to develop a human vaccine. So there are some excellent vaccines, as we discussed during this week. But really what I wanted to do now is to really look at what the next generation of vaccines will look like. How we actually improve on vaccines and what's going on in the research laboratories to try and meet some of the challenges which still remain with regard to vaccinating against COVID. So it's really what with the second and subsequent generation vaccines, how will they kind of deal with these things? So really there are three really main ways or main directions in which future vaccine developments will go along. It's really to kind of, well, what are the kind of loose ends which we still have to tie up? So the first one is durability. How long will the immunity last after vaccination? This we don't know as yet, obviously. It's still early days. We know there is at least good immunity, you know, probably kicking in after about 28 days or 4 weeks after the vaccination. That's when you get the maximum immunity. But probably lasting at this stage, we can measure it up to about 8 months, 9 months, maybe a year. So will we future vaccines require regular vaccination like we do for flu every year? So that's the one big question. But the second big one, of course, are the variants. And we've seen how the variant particularly that is dominant in this country, the 501YV2 variant, which to some extent escapes the immune response elicited by vaccines. So again, will regular vaccination, like the influenza, with vaccines which will be need to be tweaked to meet the variants, that's one issue. But probably a more kind of optimistic look is if certain parts of the virus can be identified, what we call common antigens, which are conservative. In other words, they don't change, they remain the same. And therefore, a vaccine which will deal with all future strains or variants of the virus, even if some of the parts of the virus change, but at least if some do remain constant and remain amenable to vaccination. There's a lot of research in influenza which is actually looking at this as well. That's the second thing, addressing the variants. And the third, very exciting branch of vaccine development is looking at what we call surface immunity or local immunity. You know, when we get an injection that stimulates the immunity of the whole body, which you call systemic immunity. But what's very important is if we can kind of elicit immunity at the surface, where the virus enters the body. In other words, the nose, the throat, what you call the upper respiratory tract. And that'll be ideal if we can get a vaccine which can elicit immunity in the upper respiratory tract, the nose and the throat, and in fact stop infection even in its tracks. And the way one can do that, in fact, is a very much more palatable way of vaccinating, and that's by giving it locally, either by spraying vaccine directly into the nose and throat, or even orally, and in that way getting surface immunity. And there's quite a lot of vaccine research going along in those directions. So really what do you look at, what do we eventually want to achieve? Well, I suppose in the short term, the immediate term, what we're trying to achieve is to stop severe disease and hospitalization, because that's really what puts the strain on the healthcare system, and that's really the kind of immediate short-term goal. We eventually cannot eradicate this virus. The only virus which has been eradicated, of course, is smallpox. We will need to tolerate it, and maybe we can tolerate it causing mild infection, the common cold, for example, which is caused by other coronaviruses, or maybe annually like flu. I think this is probably what it'll eventually turn out to be, hopefully, once we do get control of it by vaccination. So Shabbat Shalom to everybody, and enjoy your weekend as well. All the very best. Bye.